The Democratic mayor of Troy, New York, is opposing a proposal to declare the community a sanctuary city. Tuesday evening, the Troy Public Safety Committee voted to advance a resolution that would reaffirm its commitment to not inquire about the immigration status of individuals receiving government services. It passed along party lines, with two Democrats in support and one Republican against. Several people lined up to speak both for and against the proposal in a meeting that was viewed by thousands live on Facebook. Republican Rensselaer County Executive Steve McLaughlin called the measure proposed by Public Safety Chair David Bessemer ill-advised and warned against possible repercussions from the federal government.
This resolution could endanger the fine men and women of the Troy Police Department. But one thing I want to make clear to everybody in this room is no matter what this city council does, Rensselaer County will not be a sanctuary county. We will not question, we are not going after anybody. But if they are wanted by ICE, we are going to find out.
Rensselaer County, under Republican Sheriff Patrick Russo, became the only county in New York to enter a cooperation agreement with ICE to check the immigration status of inmates in the county jail. The president of the Troy Police Benevolent Association, Nicholas Laviano, dismissed the resolution as political grandstanding. Bessemer acknowledged to WAMC prior to Tuesday's meeting that the proposal builds on the community policing philosophy from Troy Police.
To ensure we can promote safety in our communities, to ensure we have an ability to continue cooperating and having a dialogue with all of the Troy residents and the Troy Police Department.
Mayor Patrick Madden, a fellow Democrat, does not support the measure and calls it divisive.
The Troy Police Department doesn't inquire about one's status. The Troy Police Department doesn't stop or detain or investigate or arrest anyone based on a suspected immigration status. That's just not their job. So no one coming into our community or who's here in our community at this point will be treated any differently if this resolution passes. Yet it has driven a huge wedge into our city.
Madden says the proposal that will appear before the full Troy City Council Thursday was not developed with input from the Troy Police Department. Under Troy's city charter, the mayor could either approve a measure or veto or take no action. If the mayor takes no action within 10 days, the measure may still go into effect. Troy's city council is controlled by Democrats with a separately elected council president, Republican Carmela Mantello. Madden, who does not sit on the council, wants more community discussion between sides on the sanctuary issue.
You know, I don't think we're all that far apart, really, except for the damage that's been done in trying to push this through. I think that, it'll take some work, but I think we could sit down and we could work through the differences and the, I'd want the police department to be at the table and to talk about how this impacts them on a day-in, day-out basis.
The Troy City Council is scheduled to meet Thursday at 7 p.m. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.